All right, we are going to get started with our post-race media availabilities here at Texas Motor Speedway for today's AAA Texas 500. We are joined by our second-place finisher, Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 Acela Carlisle Ford. We are also joined by our sixth-place finisher and playoff driver, Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Kelly Blue Book Chevrolet. We will open up to questions for these two drivers. Please raise your hand down here in the media center. We'll get a microphone to you, or we'll get to you up in the press box. We'll start in the front with Jeff.
Jeff Cluck.
I can hear you.
Yeah. On the last restart there, I mean, once he took the top, did you feel like he was going to have the advantage that he did?
Yeah, I figured he wouldn't make that move three times. You know, we almost cleared him the first restart up top, and then I did the second one, and I figured he'd take the top. And the 42 gave me a heck of a push, but I didn't quite get far enough ahead of the four into one. If we would have went in there and he was kind of on my right rear, I would have been okay. But we went in side by side, and if I sailed it off in there as fast as he did, I would have just got loose and wrecked his bolts. So you kind of knew your beat getting into one when you're there, because you know the guy on the outside is going to pin you. But I figured when he took the top, it was going to take a really big push and a good position into one to have a prayer at it. It just didn't happen.
Do you feel like you had showed him that was the way to go with your restart?
Yeah, I mean, when someone beat you on there, the top actually wasn't bad in one and two on restarts. I felt like you could roll pretty decent, especially on the front row when you had no one in front of you. But yeah, I mean, you almost get beat one, you get beat the next one, you're going to take the top, and you're not going to restart on the bottom. Honestly, it's a really vulnerable spot being on the bottom. Someone can just pin you however hard they want to and get you real loose. So I knew he wasn't going to do that.
We're going to go upstairs to the press box for, I believe, three questions.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire Service. Chase, basically, at this point, you've got a situation where you pretty much have to win at Phoenix. Your last two starts there were second and third. Do you feel pretty confident going in there, having that one goal in mind?
I feel better about Phoenix than I did about today, for sure. So, we'll see. I mean, I don't know until we get there. But, tough spot to be in. But ultimately, I mean, you gotta be in a must-win situation at Homestead if you ever make it down there. So you might as well get used to it and like it.
We'll stay upstairs.
Question for Ryan Blaney, Wolfgang Monzer, Rennsport Press Agency from Germany. Ryan, yesterday evening we had this heavy rain. In the beginning of the race, did you feel any difference in the grip level?
Yeah, I thought so. I went down to one the first lap, and I about did what the 20 did yesterday. And then the 14 and the 11 got into each other. It was pretty slippery, especially when you were in the first couple rows and you were really sailing off into one. I thought the first little bit, you could feel the track kind of be greasy and not a lot of rubber on it, and then it came in and got pretty dark, but you could feel the heavy rains and what it did to it.
We'll stay upstairs, I believe.
No.
Is there another question in the press box? Do we have any additional questions downstairs for Chase or Ryan? We'll go back to Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, just Chase, it looked like it was really hard to pass out there in general for everybody. I mean, was it as hard as it looked?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I don't know what genius decided to pave this place or take the banking out on one and two, but not a good move for the entertainment factor, in my opinion.
Do we have anything final for our two drivers? All right, gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Good luck next week in Phoenix.